Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 202. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. How's everybody doing?
Hey. It's good to podcast again after a very exciting weekend. Let's do some weekend updates. And well, before we go to our weekend updates, guys, if you're listening to this, if this is the first time you're listening to this, welcome. And this is a podcast we do, you know, every week. And we just talk about bear stuff, bear events, and some of our, you know, weekend updates, whatever we do, what's happening with our lives. And we also talk about gay and non-gay issues. And most of the time we talk about sci-fi stuff. And that's going to be the big meat of this show. So,
well, actually, this is the summer blockbuster show.
So. Summer blockbuster. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay, so weekend updates. What happened to you? What happened to you last weekend?
What happened to me last weekend? I came back. I took a 6-hour boring driver safety course on Sunday.
Why?
And then my weekend. Because I got a speeding ticket a couple months ago.
That's right.
And I've decided I'm not going to do this again. I'll pay the damn ticket and be done with it. I hadn't had a ticket in 16 years. I don't know why I went through all this hassle. I should have just paid it and been done with it, and it would have been over with. Mm-hmm. But yet, no, I sit there and wasted 6 hours of my life watching these cartoon anime characters try to be funny, try to teach me not how to drive properly, how not to be an aggressive driver, and how not to drink and drive.
It's not one of those comedians, is it?
No, I actually got this disc in the mail.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I said, okay, I'll do that. I can sit here at the computer and do it and everything, so... And it was these little animated characters, and they sit there, and they were trying to be funny. So they had, you know.
What else did you see? I mean, it's just it's a 6-hour video on your.
It's a 6-hour course. You have to watch everything in the video, and then you have to log online, and you have to take tests, and then you have to take a 10-minute break, and then you start back over again, and in between your stopping and starting, you're timed. Mm-hmm. So. Like you could finish one, go take the test, but you couldn't just come back and start it because you still have such a time limit in between taking each test before it lets you take the next test.
Well, at least you got to do it at home. The last time I did that back in 2000, I think I went to a comedy shop. What do you call that? Comedy.
I heard a couple of people tell me those are the most horrible
yeah, it was.
Things in the world.
They tried to be funny, and you know, it's just bad. And then
I know, it's kind of like the night the cop wrote me the ticket. He was trying to be all nice. It's like, oh yeah, I live over in your neighborhood. That's pretty nice. I was like, don't talk to me. Write the damn ticket and let's go.
So
if you were to be my friend, you would say, okay, I'm just letting you off with a warning.
Warning, just a warning. Did he it's a he or a she?
It was a he.
It's a he.
Yeah.
Was he hot? No.
No,
okay. So that's okay.
He wasn't even bear hot or Twinkie hot or anything. He was
Can't get everything. Yeah, sometimes better just to get the ticket and just pay for it. And
it gets cleared up
after 3 years, right?
I think, something like that. And I was like, you know what? And I got here sitting here through all that class. You know what? And I got adding and looking. And I hadn't opened my thing up to get my driver's record out from Austin yet. I'm still waiting on that to come in. But I don't think I've had a ticket in 16 years, if not over that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I haven't had a ticket since.
I'm just like, you know, I should have just paid it and been done with it.
Yeah, should have been easier. I got a ticket before in Montana when I was driving in Montana. And I was going on 84.
How do you get stopped in Montana? There's nobody there.
I know. Mike and I were driving, and we were just driving. I was 14 miles over the limit, something like that. And he gave me a $40 ticket. Just $40. I was thinking, what if I give you $40 more, maybe I can keep going 80, 85 miles an hour for another 100 miles. But when I reached Seattle, we were just driving through Montana then, and then somehow we reached Seattle then. I just mailed the $40 money order tickets, payment. So that's it. But it was out of state. Just how can I contest that? If I contest that, I don't.
Then you had to go back to Montana and all that stuff. And that's probably why they stopped you, because it's like, oh, he's not from Montana. He ain't driving back.
Yep.
He'll pay the $40.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. You should have just paid it. Let's ask the listeners. Maybe the listeners have had stories, funny stories about their speeding ticket. If you guys got any speeding ticket, call the hotline 206-222-BEAR. Okay?
And don't call us and give us that one that, you got stopped by the cop and y'all went behind somewhere and y'all had sex and you fucked the hell out of him and all this kind of stuff. Because I've heard that one already too many times.
You should have made that up.
I yet to have it happen.
You should have made that up. So, make it more interesting. Well, let me see. Is that it? That's what happened to you last weekend?
That was it. Went to Galveston. We were going to Galveston Saturday morning to get some sun, but it was all cloudy and overcast, so we didn't go down until about 11:30, and we got down there and went to the spot and had a burger, and lo and behold, time we got out of there, the clouds parted and the sun came out, and it was gorgeous all day. Mm-hmm. Of course, we were tied up running, doing stuff for our bear watch, so we couldn't go get on the beach and get some sun. So.
Oh, so bad. Good for you, you got sun. We were rained out last Saturday. I don't know if I told you, I was in New Orleans last weekend, and I went to Jazz Fest. It's actually Jazz Fest. And I got to watch Billy Joel, which is pretty cool. Yeah. But then before that, it was Cowboy Mouth, which, they're pretty cool. You know, he's pretty chubby. And the guitar player is really cute. It's really cubbish type, full beard, and kind of long hair, chubby a little, and very good guitar player. And Cowboy Mouth, the drummer, I don't know, the vocalist, the lead, he was playing drums, and it was awesome. And it started raining. It's a good thing we kind of thought of ahead. We brought Ziploc bags. It's just like going to a...
So it's like wearing a condom?
No, Ziploc bags just to put your phone, your camera, and stuff like that when it rains so hard. So that's what we did. No umbrella. We kind of roughed it.
See, if Rihanna would have been there, you could get on her under her umbrella.
Mm-hmm. Whose umbrella?
Rihanna's.
Oh, okay. Who's Rihanna's?
Lord. Obviously, you don't listen to pop music because they ran that damn song in the ground.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
listen Rihanna to singing, you can get under my umbrella, la 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 la.
Oh, my God. Sorry, I don't listen to that. But anyway, we just got rained out so much during Cowboy Mouth. And then when we started watching Billy Joel, it was awesome too. But it poured even harder, so that really pissed us off. But it was fun. The music was fun, and Billy Joel just kept shouting, is that the best you can do? Looking at the sky, but it still rained. It also got him wet too. So his piano was all wet. The ground. The stage was all wet, so it even got flooded on the way out. It's about knee-high water, so it's kind of bad. Just it's the first time I've ever got rained out like that so much. So, but we were all soaked. It's a good thank God for Ziploc bags. Okay, guys, if you guys are in a concert that's open and it's gonna rain, bring Ziploc bags. That also helps in. If you go to
and condoms and lube,
that helps too, of course. If you go to amusement park, like Astroworld, used to be here in Astroworld, or Disney World or whatever, and you're going to get wet, log jam or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to be riding them to get wet. You can be walking by one and you get splashed and not even realize it.
That's right. So bring Ziploc bags, put your stuff in there. Yeah. So that helps. And that's pretty much it. That's our weekend. We, Mike and I, just hanged out and stuff and did some romantic stuff. We had dinner and, it was good. It was fun.
Just dinner. Just that was your romantic thing. Just dinner.
Well, yeah, we did something else, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
But your Eros?
Aneros? No, no. Aneros is not. No Aneros was involved in this weekend. So.
Okay.
But it was good. Anyway, so yeah, that's the weekend update. Actually, the week before, what we did. Oh, probably we get on with the geeky stuff. Okay.
Okay.
So
are we going into
big
summer blockbusters coming at you this summer, 2008, the big box office bammers that's going to knock them out of the park, multi-million dollar movies.
All right.
Okay, a bit of trivia for you.
Okay. What?
See if you know this. Oh, what was the first ever summer blockbuster movie?
Oh, ever?
Ever.
Huh.
And I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
The theme of the story just popped up earlier in the news.
Oh, wait a second. I don't know. Another clue. Blade Runner.
Jaws, 1976, if I remember correct, was the first movie that the movie theaters, Steven Spielberg's first foray into big time movie producing or whatever, was the first summer blockbuster. And all the movie theaters said, oh my God, if we release them on certain dates, a lot of people will go watch them.
Okay. Go figure.
So Steven Spielberg started it all back in 1976 with Jaws. So,
Jaws.
All right. Would you like to take our first movie pick? And I must say, it is about time that they put this woman in a movie that she was well qualified for.
Which one?
Are you talking about? Jenna Jameson.
Oh, the one in. What do you call this?
Oh, Jenna Jameson.
We're talking about. Oh, yeah, that's right. Actually, we're going to watch this. This weekend, the movie is called Zombie Strippers. Am I okay? Yeah. Okay. So I'm looking at Yahoo right now. Actually, that's what we do. I don't know if you want to join us because I remember asking you, Ray, that you don't like scary movies and stuff because it gives you nightmares.
Oh, I like watching scary movies. You know.
Oh.
It just depends on what it is. It depends on what it is. So.
All right. This is not really... It is more comedy, actually. So, okay. Zombie Strippers. In the not-too-distant future, a secret government chemovirus gets released into the conservative Sartre, Nebraska, and lands in an underground strip club. As the virus begins to spread, turning the strippers into super zombie strippers. The girls struggle with whether or not to conform to the new fad, even if it means there is no turning back. Yeah, it's a comedy and science fiction movie. It opened last week or 2 weeks ago.
And this one's going to sweep the box office, folks. It's going to sweep the box office.
I kind of doubt it. I kind of doubt it. It's starring Robert Englund, you know, England, you know, from...
Freddy!
Nightmare on Elm Street, and like I said, Jenna Jameson, and it's directed by Jay Lee, and maybe we're gonna watch it this weekend. This Thursday night. So if you want to join us, Ray, you're more than welcome.
Thursday night's a bear watch meeting. Sorry.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah.
I can't go.
So
I already have planned this. Okay.
Okay. Here's Jenna Jameson's last 10 movies. Horrorween. Actually, that one's filming. It's coming out in 2009.
Oh, okay.
Sin Jin Smith. That one's coming out later in the year. Of course, Zombie Strippers. And then we got Jenna Loves Justin Again. Jenna Loves Diamonds. Gallery Blue. Samurai Love God. Jenna Depraved. Jenna Loves Justin. Award-winning Sex Stars 2.
What is this?
That's her last 10 movies that she's been in. So, well, you know she's a porn star, right?
Yeah, but
okay. I'm sure you haven't seen any of her movies.
No, I'm quite sure I haven't. No, unless there are probably big hairy guys in there. Yep, I might be there, but I don't know. No, I don't think so.
But she's got big old teeters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know some guys who got big teeters too. Okay, what's next? What's next?
What is next? Opening May 2nd, U.S.
Oh.
Iron Man. With one of my favorite Bear directors, John Favreau. Mm-hmm. I'll never say it right, but it's John Favreau. But we all know Iron Man. We've all read the Marvel comic. Wealthy industrialist Tony Stark is forced to build an armored suit after a life-threatening incident. Ultimately, he decides to use this technology to fight against evil. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
We're all keeping our fingers crossed that it's going to be a good movie.
Do you think it's not?
Well, I mean, you know, John wrote the... I think John helped write the movie, so... And he's a big comic book fan. And he's always been pretty... everything I've ever seen him do, or, like, he does a talk show on... it's not Sundance. What's the other one?
Crap show?
No, but it's like dinner with so and so, and they have like three or four people in the movie field, or actors, or they're there, and they have dinner, and they're sitting there discussing politics and everything that comes up. So, but I always like the stuff he's done. So,
Bill Mayer? No, somebody else. Yeah. So, you guys are planning to watch this one this Friday, right?
That's right. We're going to Carlos's birthday dinner, and then we're going to see Iron Man afterward, the 8:30 show at Edwards. So
okay, I have to buy tickets for that. Okay, so next movie, Speed Racer.
Go Speed Racer, go!
Go Speed Racer. May 9th, written and directed by the Wachowski brothers, the writers and directors of The Matrix.
The Matrix, yeah, and numerous other movies. And the reason I like the Wachowski brothers is because they edit all their movies themselves on Final Cut Pro.
Oh, really?
Really. They do all that themselves.
On a Mac, and it hangs all the time?
Well, their Mac probably doesn't hang. They probably got the high-end Macs to do theirs.
Yes, you're having problems with your Mac.
I got that straightened out, though, I think. It was just, I had to reload everything, so.
Oh, okay. Just needs to rerun. Anyway, so Speed Racer. The story begins with Speed Racer, who is a young man with natural racing instincts, whose goal is to win the Crucible, a cross-country car racing rally that took the life of his older brother, Rex Racer. Speed is, Speed, okay. Yeah, I remember. Speed is loyal to the family business run by his parents, Pops and Mom. Pops designed Speed's car, the March 5th.
The Mach 5.
I'm sorry, I fucked it up.
You're Asian and you don't get Speed Racer, and you don't know anything about Speed Racer? Come on.
I don't remember this. It's been a long time since I last watched this. The owner of our... It's racing. I'm not into too much racing. I used to watch...
It was Space anime.
Ghost. I know. But I used to watch, you know, the other ones. The Super Friends, Space Ghost, Marites and the Super Friends. Yeah. So the owner of Royalton Industries makes Speed a lucrative offer. Speed rejects the offer, angering the owner. Speed also uncovers a secret, the top corporate interests, blah, 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 blah. There's so many things. But, yeah, that's Speed Racer, May 9th. Are you going to watch that?
Okay. The previews look good. So
Mike wants to watch that. He grew up with that. So
yeah, so and I haven't never seriously got into it, but I've seen the cartoons, and I've always kind of got the whole thing and enjoyed it. So I like to see when they bring a cartoon to life to see how close they are to it. And from what I've seen of the advertising for it, it's very cartoonish with the stunts they do with the cars and everything. So it's pretty cool.
That'd be interesting. Okay, what's next?
Next, we have the second Chronicles of Narnia coming out, Prince Caspian. These are some of my favorite books. I got like two more left to read, I think, but this is one of the second most popular books. If you don't know anything about Chronicles of Narnia, of course, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe was out a couple years ago, and it's a continuation of that story.
I read that book, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, most people have read that one. It's the rest of them that they haven't read, but... Mm-hmm. The whole story sits around the children that go from Earth into Narnia. Mm-hmm. And since time's different, every time they go, time has changed drastically. And as the kids get older, when they reach that certain age, when they don't have that childlike innocence, mm-hmm. they can't go to Narnia anymore. So as the stories progress and get the kids grow up the last one, I think, involves, what is her name? I can't remember what her name is now, the little girl. So, but anyway, it's the four Verbinski children, I can't even say their name. God, now I'm tongue-tied. See what you got me going?
Sorry.
But anyway, Prince Caspian finds the Peace and Siblings pull back into the land of Narnia, where 1,000 years have passed since they left, which was the end of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, when they went back through the wardrobe. Mm-hmm. The children are once again enlisted to join the colorful creatures of Narnia in combating evil, an evil villain who prevents the rightful prince from ruling the land. So, supposedly the movies are supposed to be good. I like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I thought it was very good. I like the cast in this one. Ben Barnes plays Caspian, who's a cutie, who's an Australian. He's done some talk show stuff and road shows. Liam Neeson plays the voice of Aslan. Tilda Swinton is the White Witch. And Eddie Izzard is the voice of Rishi, who is a squirrel, a swashbuckling squirrel, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And my favorite short person, Peter Dinklage, is Trumpkin, who is the troll. Not the troll, but the... what are they?
Midget. Short guy.
Well, no, the dwarf.
Dwarf.
The dwarf in the show. So, and I always liked him. And if y'all don't know who Peter Dinklage is, if you watch Nip and Tuck, he was the short person that the wife had the relationship with. And it, one of my favorite movies he was in was called The Station Agent. So, The Station Agent. See, you got me going now. I'm all tongue-tied. So.
Okay. So. All right. So, that's Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian. May 16th. Okay. So, yeah. What's coming in next? May 22nd is Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. What is it? Mike was telling me Indiana Jones and the Walker, something like that,
I don't know. There've been a bunch of jokes made about it because Harrison Ford, 70?
Yeah, I don't know. So yeah, we had the Raiders of the Lost Ark, 1981, Temple of Doom, 1984, and Last Crusade, 1989, directed by Steven Spielberg, of course. Harrison Ford is doing Indiana Jones, and. Yep.
Shia LaBeouf, who is our hot little boy in Transformers, mm-hmm. and several other movies, is in there.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Blanchett's back, mm-hmm. Karen Allen's back, and John Hurt mm-hmm. is in the movie. So,
So famed archaeologist adventurer Dr. Henry Indiana Jones is called into action when he becomes entangled in a Soviet plot to uncover the secret behind mysterious artifacts known as the Crystal Walker. No, Crystal Skulls. Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, because,
when they announced, what else was opening? I'm trying to remember what else. Batman was supposed to open this weekend.
They pushed it out.
There was another big movie that was supposed to open. And when when they announced that they were releasing Indiana Jones this weekend, all the other movies change their release dates mm-hmm. because they didn't want to go up against it, because I know that it's going to be huge. Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm. All right, what's next?
And of course, the next movie coming out on May 30th, Memorial Day weekend, is John's favorite show.
Is it favorite?
And a pretty good show of mine too, is Sex and the City, the movie.
Really?
So Carrie, My wonderful person, Samantha, Miranda, and Charlotte, Mr. Big, Smith, are all showing back up for a big screen version of Sex and the City. Jennifer Hudson's actually playing a part in this movie, but so it should be pretty good. There's not too much about what's going on in the movie. They've been kind of tight-lipped about it, so.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be good to see Samantha. I always liked Samantha.
I never really followed Sex and the City. Is your favorite, really?
Well, it's John's favorite.
It's your favorite.
And I like it a lot, too. I mean, if you actually sit down and watch the episodes, because I'm almost a combination. If you take Miranda and Charlotte and split them in half and put them together, you kind of get me. So
okay.
I've always related to the two of them. And, just a little smidgen of Samantha because she a hoe.
So what Sex and the City character are you? Okay, you have a mix of a bit. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a mix of Miranda and Charlotte. So.
Aren't they gay characters there? There are some, right?
Yes. There's Carrie has her gay friend, and I can't remember what their names are. and Charlotte has her gay friend, and the two gay guys don't get along together. Stuart is Carrie's one, and I can't remember what the other one's name is, but he's on Men in Trees now. He's the hairstylist on Men in Trees, if any of y'all watch Men in Trees, the guy that just gave up a kidney for cash on Men in Trees. So, and I didn't catch and see if they were in here. I just grabbed the top names just to remind me who was there. So,
mm-hmm. All aboard!
Road trip!
Come on, get on the bus!
Bearapalooza, the original Bear Music Festival, is taking the show on the road in 08 for the Bearapalooza Road Trip, featuring the talents of over 25 bear-identified performers.
Like Big Nug, Freddie Freeman, Josh Zuckerman, Martin Swinger, Kendall, Michael West, Naked, Ron Morris, Future Villain Band, many, many more.
The Bearapalooza Road Trip rolls through the Northeast May 2nd through May 11th, making stops in
Boston, New York, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Raleigh, with special event performances at Bear Trek in Rye, New York, and Bears on Liberty Weekend in Philadelphia.
Visit www.bearapalooza.com for details on all the shows, the artists, videos, sponsor information, and much more. Be a part of the Bearapalooza Nation.
Woo!
Yeah!
Woo-hoo!
So what else is next? What else movie? Oh, well, yeah, Kung Fu Panda.
This one is yours. It's all about Asian bears.
Oh, Kung Fu Panda on June 6th. Animation. It's an animation. It's a story about a lazy, irreverent slacker panda named Po.
Now all I got to say is stereotyping bears. That's all I'm saying. Stereotyping.
Slacker, you're right. Who is the biggest fan of Kung Fu around, which doesn't exactly come in handy while working every day in his family's noodle shop. There you go, noodle shop. Okay, unexpectedly chosen to fulfill an ancient prophecy.
It's always those ancient Chinese prophecies.
Po's dreams become reality when he joins the world of Kung Fu and studies alongside his idols, the legendary Furious Five, Tigress, Crane, Mantis, Viper, and Monkey, under the leadership of their guru, Master Shifu. But before you know it, the vengeful and treacherous snow leopard Tai Lung is headed their way, and it's up to Po to defend everyone from the oncoming threat. Can he turn his dreams of becoming a Kung Fu master into reality? Po puts his heart and his girth into the task, and the unlikely hero ultimately finds that his greatest weaknesses turn out to be his greatest strengths. Oh my God. I don't think I'm going to watch this. I'm not. I don't think so.
Oh, come on. This is going to be a great HAB event here.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, but you guys, it's got a great cast doing the voices. You got Jack Black.
Jack Black. Okay. Yeah.
Dustin Hoffman, Arusi Roo, Angelina Jolie. And James Hong. You know who James Hong is?
Who's he?
He is like the stock character Asian actor in any second-rate B movie. Remember Revenge of the Nerds?
Okay, I know.
They did the burp.
Yep,
that was James Hong.
No, the one with the burp was Booger. No, there's another Booger, one. The one who did the bike. Who was riding?
No,
the bike.
No.
Not that one.
Booger learned from James Hong's character.
Oh, okay.
That's who James Hong is. He was in Revenge of the Nerds, and that's who Booger said was his master.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, our next big movie, June 6th, You Don't Mess with Zohan. Okay, it's an Adam Sandler movie. Next.
Adam Sandler? You don't like Adam Sandler? I don't think it's going to be
anything
good
for me. You know, other than The Water Boy, does nothing for me.
Yeah, I like the other characters in The Water Boy and Happy Gilmore, the other characters. So.
Yeah, but that's because you like water sports. So.
No, I don't. Just a little.
Help me, please.
All right, next, The Happening by M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Ding Dong.
Yep, June 13. So, yeah, M. Night Shyamalan. You might listen to this and get angry. Plot A? Paranoid thriller about a family on the run from a natural crisis that presents a large-scale threat to humanity. It's one of those things, again, that threatens, like, it's like Signs or what is it? Or
oh my God, the sky's falling. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
But we got Marky Mark.
Marky Mark. Mark
and
Wahlberg.
Zoe Deschanel. I think that's how you say it. I'm horrible with names tonight. And of course, John Leguizamo.
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 Leguizamo. Leguizamo.
Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo. Okay.
So.
All right.
All right. And this next one, it's a personal favorite of mine. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping it's better than the other one they did a couple of years ago. But on June 13th, they're Incredible Hulk, folks.
Mm-hmm.
This one kind of picks up depicting the events after the Gamma Bomb. The Incredible Hulk tells the story of Bruce Banner, who seeks a cure to his unique condition, which causes him to turn to a giant green monster under emotional stress. Sounds like some of the women I work with. While I was on the run from the military, which seeks his capture, Banner comes close to a cure. But all is lost when a new creature emerges, the Abomination.
Yeah, right. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Why? I asked this in a few last few months ago in another show. Why do another one?
Because somebody else did it, and they have a much better cast in it. And they said, you know what? We're not going to go back and retell the original story like the other movie did. We're going to pick up, because everybody knows who the Incredible Hulk is. They know how he got to become the Incredible Hulk. Let's just pick it up and do something with the story. So,
mm-hmm.
And the guy that's directing this movie is Louis Leterrier. I don't know if my French is right, but he's the guy that did all the transport.
Louis Leterrier.
Louis Leterrier.
See, I don't know. French. I'm just guessing.
So,
I'm good at French.
But all the Transporter movies, he directed those. Mm-hmm. So he's a good action director. So, and plus, they cast Edward Norton as Bruce Banner. They got Liv Tyler as Betty Ross. Tim Roth is somebody. And then William Hurt is in this movie. And then, of course, they kind of tie Iron Man and the Incredible Hulk together. Because Robert Downey Jr. showing up as Tony Stark.
Wow, look at that crossover.
Over.
Wow. So. That's intriguing. Yeah, I'm looking forward to see this because, you know, it's a remake of a remake of a remake. That's how I feel. But I'm wondering if, what's his name? Lou Ferrigno is going to do a cameo appearance again.
You think?
Yes, that's what he did in the last one.
Yeah.
He did a cameo. He came up and just walked through a door,
yeah.
And that's about it. And okay, let's move on. Okay, of course, one of our favorite all-time agents, Maxwell Smart, gets smart on June 20th. Agent 86 for Control battles the forces of chaos with the more competent Agent 99 at his side. Of course, it's. It has to be a goofy character who would do Maxwell Smart, and of course, who could do it well? But better than Steve Carell. So yeah, and Anne Hathaway as Agent 99, Dwayne Johnson, Agent 23. Dwayne Johnson is The Rock, right?
The Rock.
The Rock, and Alan Arkin, the Chief, and Terrence Stamp, Siegfried. Okay. Oh, Bill Murray is going to be there too.
Yeah.
Agent 13. So.
I doubt I'll go see this movie because I can't stand Steve Carell.
No, you don't like it? You don't like The Office?
I don't. I've never watched The Office. I think I've seen a clip of The Office, and I'm not a comedy person like that. So, that kind of humor.
Okay.
That's why I'm not big on Adam Sandler. It just doesn't, you know, 50 First Dates and The Waterboy, about the only two things of Adam Sandler's I liked.
I heard people who liked 50 First Dates.
Well, see, I like 50 First Dates.
Mm-hmm.
So. Oh, and what's the other one where he's the devil's son?
Oh, Little Nicky?
Little Nicky. I like that sometimes if I'm in the right mood. So.
Okay. I haven't seen that yet. I haven't watched that yet. Mm-hmm.
So.
All right, next. What's next?
The next is the big animation, which I think is coming from Disney and what is it?
Pixar?
Pixar is Wall-E, opening June 27th. There's not much out there on this one, folks. They're keeping it pretty tight-lipped, but the previews look good. The year is 2700. Wall-E, a robot, spends every day doing what he was made for, but soon he will discover what he was meant for.
Hmm.
And that's all they told us about it. So.
Oh, okay. It's kind of animation. It's like Cars, or it's like robots.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, we'll see what happens. It's June 27th. Okay, what's next? I've never heard of this one, but it's called Wanted on June 27th. Wanted tells the tale of one apathetic apathetic nobody's transformation into an paralleled enforcer of justice. In 2008, the world will be introduced to a hero for a new generation. Wesley Gibson, 25-year-old Wes, was the most disaffected cube-dwelling drone the planet had ever known. His boss chewed him out orally. God, this is so long. His girlfriend ignored him routinely, and his life plodded on interminably. I'm really screwing this up. Everyone was certain his disengaged slacker would amount to nothing. There was little else for Wes to do but while away the days and die in his slow cock punching rut. What's gonna happen to this?
Cock punching?
Yeah. Clock punching.
What? My God.
Clock punching.
It's Fight Club. Oh, my God.
It's Fight Club all over again. Until he wet a woman named Fox. After his estranged father is murdered,
Angelina
the deadly
Jolie.
Sexy Fox recruits him into the fraternity, a secret society that trains Wes. Now we get to the juice. A secret society that trains Wes to avenge his father's death by unlocking his dormant powers. There you go. As she teaches him how to develop lightning, quick reflexes, and phenomenal agility, Wes discovers his team lives by an ancient, unbreakable code. Carry out the death orders given by fate itself. With wickedly brilliant tutor, including the fraternity's enigmatic leader, Sloan, Wes grows to enjoy all the strength he ever wanted. But slowly he begins to realize that there is more to his dangerous associates that meets the eye. And as he wavers between the newfound heroism and vengeance, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to say it anymore. It's just so long. My God, never-ending story. It's starring
You're
John.
Starting to sound like Jeffrey reading from his for your 200th episode, Maynard. Yeah, I really enjoy the show. Thank you very much.
And I'll really speak. Excited. And he.
Yeah. He asked it some mystery last night. He said, well, I was reading. I said, uh-huh.
Okay.
Also, I said, you had to write it up, didn't you? He's like, yeah. But I've seen the previews for this. It looks pretty good. I mean, of course, Angelina Jolie's in it, so I like her. James McAvoy's in it. Morgan Freeman, Terrence Stamp. So it looks like it's going to be a pretty good pretty good movie. It's almost like they took, what was the NBC show where they downloaded the CIA's information into the guy's brain.
Oh, like Chuck.
Chuck. It's like the movie version of Chuck. Kind of what it reminds me of. So.
Gosh, that's a very long paragraph. We should have edited this for us.
Oh, man, I didn't put this for y'all down to read. I just thought you'd have an idea of what the movie is about.
Well, it took time after three paragraphs until... Anyway, let's move on. Let's go. Okay, what's next?
Of course, the big summer blockbuster that everybody's waiting on is the Batman The Dark Knight coming out July 18th. A lot of talk about this. It's like, should we release the movie? Should we hold it? Should we ride on...
Heath Ledger's.
Heath Ledger's death, blah, blah, blah. What should we do? But folks, it's official. This movie is the one that killed him because he went so deep becoming the Joker that he couldn't pull himself back out.
Are you serious? Is that how it's supposed to be?
The critics, we were talking about this in class last night because it was talked about at last week or the week before last was the big camera news TV
press convention,
convention in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
And our instructor went to it, and he said everybody was talking about The Dark Knight. Mm-hmm. And he said all of the people that have seen the movie, the movie critics, have said that Heath Ledger went so far in this role, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so totally transformed him, I guess.
Mm. Yeah. And he completely gave himself over to the role, and apparently he couldn't pull himself out. And that's why, which they said that that's why he was on the drugs, because he was having a problem getting himself back to normal because he became the Joker.
Wow.
So.
Reminds me of an episode of Monk. But anyway, starring.
But this is supposed to get to the darker side of Batman too, which everybody kind of liked the whole Dark Knight series in the comic books.
That's dark.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, Christian Bale's back.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Caine. Heath Ledger, Aaron Eckhart, Megan Geckendahl, Gary Oldman, Morgan Freeman's in every movie this summer. Yeah, Eric Roberts, great. And Anthony Michael Hall is showing up in this movie, folks. Yeah.
Maggie Gyllenhaal, isn't she the sister?
Jake sister. Gyllenhaal. Yeah.
Yeah, and the Heath Ledger's there too.
Ah, how are they connected?
Yeah.
It's one of those three, what you call it?
The brothers?
Well, the connection, you know, people being connected by other people.
Oh, 6 degrees.
She's in a movie with him that was with Heath, and Heath was in a movie with her brother, and they were lovers.
Yeah.
They were butt fuckers.
Oh, gross. I like it. Okay, what's next? Okay, let's move on. Step Brothers, July 25th. What is this? Two spoiled guys become competitive stepbrothers after their single parents get hitched. Oh, it's Will Ferrell.
I hate it.
And John C. Reilly.
Hate it.
Okay, why is this in the list? It's not.
Well, it's coming out, but you know, I figure there are people out there that actually like Will Ferrell, but I'm
all
not
right.
One of.
Okay, Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly. You know what? John C. Reilly used to be a, you know, a big chubby guy. I remember him from Chicago. You know, the movie Chicago.
Mr.
And
Cellophane. Cellophane.
Yeah, Mr. Cellophane. Yeah, he was playing Mr. Cellophane. He was pretty cute there, and yeah. Lost a lot of weight.
Well, he just had a movie that came out a couple months ago.
Oh,
where he kind of, it was kind of a spoof of
Elvis? No.
No, well, kind of Elvis, Cash. Johnny Cash. Just kind of Elvis and Johnny Cash combined, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool. I forgot the name, but that's, I know what you mean. Okay, what's next?
The next is the big long awaited X-Files 2, I Want to Believe, coming out July 25th. What do they have to say about this? Absolutely nothing, because this script is locked down tighter than a nun's twat on Easter Sunday.
Oh, Easter Sunday. Oh, it was announced Easter Sunday.
No, Maynard, catch up. Catch
what?
Up, Maynard.
Say again?
This script is locked down tighter than a nun's twat on Easter Sunday.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So, but, of course, David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson's back as Fox. Fox Mulder and Dana Scully. So they're back. There are nothing leaked about it except that Chris Carter's bringing it back. And the title of this one's I Want to Believe. So
I'm sure it's going to be something like Dana Scully looking up too late when something's happening, and Dana Scully would be her head would be down, and Fox Mulder would see something, the aliens flying away, and then she would wake up and get up, and what happened? We're not seeing. Just like what happened in the X-Files, the first one.
Yeah, but, you know, we still love the X-Files. So.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
So.
Okay, so the last one in our list, no, second to the last, is The Mummy. God, I haven't finished this. Tomb of the Dragon, Emperor, August 1st. It's not the same mummy, is it? Is it the same?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it is. It's got Brendan Fraser. Okay, in the Far East, trouble-seeking father and son duo, Rick and Alex O'Connell, unearth the mummy of the first Emperor of Qin, a shape-shifting entity who was cursed by a wizard centuries ago, and starring Jet Li. So, yeah, he's been busy this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brendan Fraser.
Mm-hmm. Maria Bello. Yeah. John Hannah, and Luke Ford.
And I only got one thing to say. Luke Ford, hot tranny mess.
Fierce. Okay.
Fierce. He is hot. He's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Call me.
Yeah, Luke Ford.
And, of course, the one that wasn't on the moviegoers list on everything that I searched, but comes out August 15th, is Star Wars, The Clone Wars, which is an animation movie that Lucas is working on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be interesting.
Tight lip too, so that's all you got on it. It's supposedly coming out August 15th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I want to see that. I want to record that on my DVR. And one movie I forgot to mention was Forbidden Kingdom, which we watched last week, starring Jackie Chan and Jet Li. And
well, that was last week. That's not a summer blockbuster.
Yeah, it isn't, but it's just something that we did. I forgot to mention. Yeah, part of the weekend update, I guess. We watched that. I was there with us out with Mario and Johnny Lee.
Johnny
Lee. Yeah, we watched it, at the Ritchie Road Tavern. You know, you just, you know, you eat while you watch, and it's, I don't know. Of course, the dialogue is very, very bad, but the action is pretty cool. Yeah, the fighting, but the story is really terrible, in my opinion.
Which is why it wasn't released for the summer. Why it was released before the summer came out.
Yep, I guess that's why. So. Okay, so
I got one thing to say. Yeah. Eric Roberts. I remember the first movie I ever saw him in was The Coca-Cola Kid. And that was a long time ago, but I remember I had the hots for him. I thought he was just incredibly cute. I remember watching that movie over and over again.
Pervert.
So, because I thought he was just hot.
Okay. All right, so I guess that's it for the movies. Is that right?
Or is it Coca-Cola Cowboy? I can't remember. It's been a long time. But that's all I have for the movies as far as I know.
Okay.
Unless you have something more to add. So.
Well, nothing much. Then that's it, pretty much. I'm going to do a really quick events.
Okay.
Okay. Bears on Liberty Weekend 6 on May 8th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Okay, this year, the Liberty Bears of Philadelphia are joining forces with the Liberty Gay Rodeo Association, our main Bears of on Liberty Weekend. Six events include our Friday night Bearpalooza. They're going to do Bearpalooza there in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, all I got to say is, save a cowboy, ride a bear.
Uh-huh. At the Lowe's Ballroom and the Saturday trip to the Liberty Stampede Rodeo. So, Bears on... Liberty Weekend number 6 will be held May 8th to May 11th. So to register online, go to libertybears.net. Okay, next event is Bears in the Woods 2008 in Los Angeles, California on May 9th. Okay, I've never heard of Bears in California, in Los Angeles. It's rare for me to hear about that. Anyway, so come join Bears of LA at Bears in the Woods 2008. This year will be held...
Well, they're in the suburbs.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah, because they don't allow them in Hollywood. There are no fat people in Hollywood.
Oh. This year it will be held at the Tehachapi Mount Park. I guess that's how they say it. Outside of Bakersfield. There are cabins and a full dining hall and even some tent areas for your bears, for you bears to like it rough.
Oh, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of tinting going on there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, for more info, go to bearsla.org. Okay, so what else? We're running in...
Well, we got a couple other things coming up.
45 minutes. Well, about 45 minutes. Yeah, we can probably 10 minutes or more.
We got a couple more events. If you're in the city of Houston this weekend, Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., we will be at Tony's Corner Pocket on 817 West Dallas doing a car wash. Come join us. Get your car wash. $10 for cars and $20 for trucks and SUVs. So
awesome.
So come try. And if you want to come help wash and volunteer some time, help wash cars, raise money, all the money is going to Hatch. They have a new facility they're trying to get open, and they're needing money to make up for stuff that grants don't cover. So they are desperately in need of some money. So we're trying to raise as much money as we can for them.
Awesome.
And let's not forget about that other little event coming up that night, the Bear Auction. Come buy your bear at Tony's Corner Pocket at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. So that Lillian's doing for her birthday show. And then, of course, we got the beer bust on Sunday. Did you see the picture of me, Tony, and Carlos have gotten in shape for the summer?
You guys were very muscly.
Yes.
Muscly.
So come join us. You can come join us for that from 3 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, that other little event that's happening in Galveston, May 16th, 17th, and 18th, Bear Watch.
Of course. Yeah. Go to bearwatch.net.
That's right. Go to bearwatch.net. There's only like 10 spots left. Get registered.
Mm-hmm.
Or we have to close it.
Yeah. And I'm already booked for Thursday. I think I'm going to be there Thursday night. So.
Sweet.
All right, so I was able
to... we'll get offline. I got to talk to you about some stuff, too, so...
Oh, okay. Cool. What else am I going to say?
Say my name.
Oh, check out the episode 201 with Rowdy Cub. You know, this is 202, so 201, listen to it, guys. If you guys want to hear about stories in, you know, gays in the Middle East and Turkish bats, we talked about that. So
sweet.
Yeah, you should listen to it, Ray. It's pretty, you know, talking about the gays in Iraq, in
I just got to listen to all the March episodes of Slice of Sci-Fi, so I'm catching up.
Yeah, you should catch up on that one. I have a lot of videos on my iPod Touch that I need to catch up to. I have Dignation. I still have a whole lot. Winging It and, you know, of course, Slice of Sci-Fi I have to catch up to. And, yeah, I have a lot to watch on my own phone, on my iPod Touch. And, okay, so what else? I'm supposed to say something. I forgot. I guess that's it. I think we're going to wrap this up. Listener comments. We got some listener comments.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, hold on. Let me see.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're good. These are from our chasers. Carl. Carl from San Diego. Yeah.
My buddy Carl.
Yep. He says, hey, Nard and Ray, congrats on your 200th episode. Yeah. He posted this back in 200th episode. Sorry, I didn't leave you guys a voice message. He's been sick for the past few days, and my voice has been stolen away. Congratulations. Big hugs. So thank you, Carl. Yeah, I hope
Carl, was your voice stolen away, or was it just all that fur that you got caught in your teeth and throat that was keeping you from talking?
Or cum, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I know that stuff dries out. And it's all sticky. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got something quick.
Okay.
We got to talk about it real quick.
All right.
If you go online, there's the Urban Dictionary. You ever been to it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The girls the other day in the office, because you know they do this kind of stuff, were talking about Superman to hoe. Do you know what Superman to hoe means?
What? Is that a sex term?
Well, say a chick got a bro up, won't give it up to him.
Okay.
So she rolled over and go to sleep. So he rolled over and whack off and shoots his load on her back.
Okay.
Takes the sheet, slaps it to her back until it sticks.
Oh.
And then wake up in the morning, she got a cape like Superman. He's Superman.
Oh,
doesn't?
Gross.
This is your Urban Dictionary brought to you by Beer Podcast.
Okay. Superman. Superman to ho. Okay.
Not da ho.
Superman the ho.
Not da ho. Da ho.
Da ho. Okay.
Da.
Duh.
Like duck. Superman to ho.
Okay.
That's get down the street lingo, brother.
Gross. Maybe have you tried that with John? Maybe tonight?
Please, like a drop gets wasted around this house.
Okay. Okay, what another listener comment from our friend Jeff from Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Panda Bear, sorry to hear that Patrick was subjected to Buddy Bear on Bear 411. Okay, yeah. This is a comment back in 196. Ray and I were talking about it. But I guess that's what you have to put up with on being on the site. You are such a great guy, Ray, for supporting him by deleting your account.
That's right.
Yeah. But then again, you know what? I was talking to Patrick. He put up another.
I know. He said he put up. But he totally changed it. I mean, I don't think he's even listed as Patrick. I don't know what the deal is.
Okay, so he got approved.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess he's in again. And I still don't have an account there, so I don't think I'll get approved. Anyway, what else?
If you say you might.
What else am I going to say? That's about it. That's our... I guess that's
the show. You got any shout-outs?
Shout-out to Carl and Jeff. Thank you for messaging us. And who else?
We can shout-out to Wayne, our other Asian chaser, for doing a great video and producing job on the 200th episode.
Oh, yeah, it was great. You guys should watch the 200th episode, the video version. It was fun doing it. And... I like doing it.
So.
I like what we did there. And, it's going to be... Oh, it's Jeff's birthday. Jeff from Vermont. It's birthday tomorrow.
So, is it his birthday tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Jeff. Yeah.
I know I got it in my phone. I was surprised it popped up, or it might have popped up. I missed it. So.
Yeah. Also, Cruise Bear, happy birthday. It's going to be his birthday. He left a voice message for us on 200, episode 200.
Yeah,
his name is John from San Francisco. Yeah,
Chuck's birthday here in Houston. Chuck in his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Chuck!
Happy birthday, Chuck! And
Carlos is his Friday.
Mm-hmm. And we should tell the audience about next week.
About next week.
Special also, it's somebody's birthday also.
Oh yeah, John's birthday. My partner John is his birthday,
and it's also your birthday.
I don't have birthdays.
Oh yes, you do. Ray at bearpodcast.com. Yeah, email him. he's got his own, email him with his birthday on next week. So.
Oh, for any of you Bears that read Charlene Harris, who writes the Suki Stackhouse Vampire series, harass her. I've asked her to come do an interview for the show because she's coming to Houston May 6th. And I haven't got a response from her, so I'm hoping I can talk her into being on the show, either do a phone interview or do something after the book signing she's doing here in Houston. So,
oh, okay.
So if any of y'all Bears out there listening like her and know how to email her or have her fan site that you can email her, because I have yet to be able to find a direct email to her or to her publicist, let me know. Help brother out.
Mm-hmm. So. Awesome. Okay, so I guess that's it.
That's it. That's I got it. A shout-out. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Dog Boy. You know who you are.
Oh, Dog Boy. Yeah, he's on no, my Twitter.
Not that Dog Boy.
Oh, a different Dog Boy? I know a Dog Boy on Twitter. So
okay.
Who's this Dog Boy? Is this another Dog Boy?
He is the Dog Boy.
The Dog Boy? Do I know him? No.
Probably not. Yeah. You might get introduced to him this weekend.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. I thought he lives... The Dog Boy I know lives in New York, so shout out.
Nah, this one lives here in Houston.
Guys, if you're a guy on Twitter me, guys. Follow me, and I'll try to follow you. Twitter.com/Nard. Okay, so, yeah, join. Join the Twitter club. Yeah, you should Twitter too, Ray. Ray, what are you doing? Are you sucking yourself? What are you doing?
No. I'm just writing on this paint stick suit. It says, ouch is not a safe word.
Oh, ouch is not a safe word. So what is a safe word?
Rumpelstiltskin.
Rumpelstiltskin. Mm. Anyway, okay, so let's wrap this up. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you have a comment, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yep, and call the hotline. What's the hotline, Ray?
206-222-2327.
Yep.
That's 206-222-BEAR.
That's right. 206-222-BEAR. Yeah. Leave us voice messages.
It's great. Voice messages.
It's great to play voice messages in the show,
yes.
Right?
You can do like Jeffrey. You can write it, type it all up, and you can say, hi, this is Jeffrey. I'd like to wish you a very happy 200th episode to Ray and Nard.
And I'm very excited.
I'm very excited.
I love you, Jeff.
Hello.
Oh my God, he's gonna kick us out. Anyway, so yeah, visit the website www.bearpodcast.com or go to MySpace. You can friend us there, myspace.com/bearpodcast. If you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. And that's it. Frapper, if you guys, we'd like to see where you guys are from. So fill up the Frapper map at frapper.com/bearpodcast. You can do that too.
Oh, and one other special quick shout out to Remy. In France.
Oh, that's right, Remy.
So I'm waiting with anticipation what you come back with, man. I want to see it.
Shout out.
I'm all prickly on the inside.
Oh.
That might be heat. I don't know.
I'm excited to see that too. Okay, so all right. Thank you guys for listening, and yeah, we'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
Later.
Oh, by the way, this weekend I'll be watching La Boheme. Yeah, I'm being gay. Okay. Bye, guys. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.